First, Governor, I want to welcome you to Clayton County and welcome many of your staffs. Craig over here, from happy to have you back here with us as well. Ms. Lee Camp, who's director of our Economic Development Authority here in the county. Robin Roberts, who is here. Shane Short, who's in the chamber, is here. And of course, Mike Johnson, who is a candidate for the commission in this district, is here. And so many others of you who I'd like to call your names, but I've forgotten them. Just want to say it's not Alzheimer's, it's old-timers. You can't build your reputation on what you're going to do. You really build your reputation on what you do. And what we do here in Georgia, and what the governor has done in Georgia and now here in Clayton County, is him not just saying what he wants to do, but indeed doing it and bringing it about. Today we welcome you to this groundbreaking. For we bring John McWherty and Jack to open up one of the fine businesses in here. And indeed the governor has put his money where his mouth is. He's letting out an executive order that we will use alternative fuels. He didn't just say what he was going to do, he did it. And we are following suit here in Clayton County, and I'm happy to have him here with us in Clayton County to this groundbreaking of Bulldog Biofuel groundbreaking. And where is Jill, my good friend? Happy that you're here today, too. You and my friend over there from the farmer's market. Happy to have you here, too. Any of the rest of you, I've forgotten your name. That's just that simple. But anyway, Governor, we're happy to have you here and want to welcome you to our county.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. And thank you. So, you want to come on up now?
Go ahead. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Commissioner Bell. And I can't really tell you how glad we are to be here today.
We're happy to be here.
And with you.
Yes, sir.
And we couldn't be more excited about doing this. We've been working on it for a long time. And we're going to, with the help that we've gotten from your staff, Jill Stuckey, and all the staff of the state of Georgia that have helped us decide on putting this plant here. And there was a lot of work that went into that. And we're sure after all that work, we've put it in the right place.
Good.
And it's going to be right here. Now, this plant site may not look like a biodiesel plant right now, right? It was a tire warehouse. But in the short span of 6 or 7 months, it's going to look like a world-class biodiesel plant, second to none. Second to none. This plant will have an annual production capacity of 15 million gallons a year. And it's going to be one of several that we're going to put throughout the country over the next year or two. And there may well be another one put in Georgia, too. This may just be the first, right? There may well be others in Georgia. And so we're proud to be here and proud to do this. And the key thing is that Bulldog Biodiesel, which is primarily a family company, myself, my wife, my six kids, and it's all privately owned family business enterprise. But we bring to this technology and to this plant some chemical engineering know-how that's really second to none. And so this plant will really be probably one of the premier plants of its type in the world. And it's going to be all built on our unique technology that we're bringing to bear in this plant. Now, as you all know, biodiesel is a new thing on the block in terms of being a clean alternative fuel produced from domestic resources, vegetable oils, soybean oil, waste oils, animal fats. And this plant that we're going to build here can make biodiesel product out of any vegetable oil any waste oils and any animal fats, which is very unique in terms of technology and processes for manufacturing this product. And the role that biodiesel is really going to play in the world, I think, is somewhat misunderstood by some people. Biodiesel, we can't make enough of it to substantially displace all of the petroleum diesel that we need to run all these trucks we see running down this interstate highway out here. We currently use in the U.S. about 40 billion, and that's B, billion gallons of biodiesel fuel a year. If we took all the vegetable oils and all the animal fats and every sort of resource of that type that we could and said, forget about what we're using it for now, we're going to turn it all into biodiesel, we could only make about 5% of that 40 billion gallons. And so the role that it plays is you mix biodiesel anywhere from 5 to 20% in a mixture with petrodiesel, and that biodiesel fuel blend becomes a vastly superior diesel fuel. Lower emissions, less pollution, and much improved lubricity, which is very important to diesel engines. And so the role that this product will play in the world is being mixed with petrodiesel to turn petrodiesel into a premium quality fuel mixture. And that's the role that that it will play. And we're going to build some more of these plants, as we said. We're not going to stop with just this one. And I hope we can work it out so we can do another one in the state of Georgia also. Okay, so I want to take this time now to thank the governor of Georgia and for letting us be a part of this. And it gives me a great honor and extreme pleasure to not only introduce the current governor, but the next governor of the state of Georgia.
Thank you, Dr. McWhorter. You just don't know how much fried chicken we eat in Georgia. We're going to change those statistics. I want to thank you, as well as your partners in this venture, Mark McWhorter and Bob Heiser and this family company. I want to thank our folks here. Jill was called out, but Jifa and our energy people who work so closely with you, I know you've been very complimentary of them, and they've even told us that you had you're not from Georgia, had other opportunities on the Eastern Seaboard, and you're here because of what the folks, these good folks have done in our Georgia Environmental Facilities Authority, and we're glad here to welcome you. I'm glad to be here with entrepreneurial innovators, because we've heard me say many times that's what it's going to take for Georgia to stay on top. Bulldog Biodiesel is a great representative of the exciting alternative fuels industry and an entrepreneurial effort that I'm proud to say is a growing presence in our state and will continue to be. The announcement today is more than about just 15 tech jobs and a $10 million investment, although we're proud of that. This announcement is about the future and the way we will do our fuels in the future. Bulldog Biodiesel is one of several companies serving as catalyst to propel Georgia forward in alternative fuels. Bulldog Biodiesel, as you heard Dr. McWhorter describe, is creating the fuels of the future. They will be using Georgia-based products like our poultry fat, peanut oil, soy oil, cottonseed oil, to create a clean burning alternative fuel, a natural product that we grow here in Georgia. Their product will give Georgia consumers a smart fuel choice that's good for Georgia's economy and good for its environment. By the middle of next year, this facility will begin creating 15 million gallons of biodiesel annually. With a name like Bulldog Biodiesel, we know they'll fit right in. Now, folks, I've said this before, but I want to reiterate it. I believe that energy is one of the macro challenges of our future, not just in our state, but in our nation. Our sense of urgency ebbs and flows with supply and demand, and therefore prices. But we absolutely We must have. It's vital for the future of our state and our nation that we have a long-term, committed, comprehensive solution to the energy crisis, and we can't wait any longer. This week, our Energy Policy Advisory Commission Council is holding four public meetings around the state on our state energy plan. In fact, one of the meetings, Chairman, is being held tomorrow night right here at Clayton State University at 6 p.m. One important part of this strategy will be encouraging the development and the widespread use of alternative fuels. As we look back over the year to the destructive hurricanes of last fall, one place that affected us all was a spike in gas prices, and all of our families felt that impact. We worked to alleviate what pressure we could by suspending the gasoline tax, saving taxpayers $77 million, and cracking down on price gouging at the pump. But we knew that was a short-term fix. My commitment is to provide state leadership for serious, sustained development of alternative fuel sources in Georgia. It's vitally important that we decrease our dependence on foreign oil. New alternative fuel production facilities are proving that with leadership and innovation, this can be done. Today, I want once again to make it clear that not only are we open for business for Bulldog Biodiesel, I want to make it clear that Georgia is open for business in the energy sector. We want entrepreneurs who share my vision for Georgia-based alternative fuels. And that's why today I'm excited to announce an incentive program to attract more companies like Bulldog Biodiesel to Georgia. My plan will exempt the material and equipment used to build biofuel production facilities from sales and use tax. This exemption will apply to facilities dedicated to the production and processing of ethanol, biodiesel, and butanol, and committed to using Georgia-grown agricultural products and biomass. Georgia will be a leader in attracting companies in the biofuels industry sector, and we are committed to the fuels of the future, diminishing and extinguishing our nation's dependence on foreign oil and all the political problems that holds. Thank you very much, and we'll take some questions.